The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, hello and welcome to Happy Hour. I just like saying that, Happy Hour. It just makes me happy. Happy Hour, Happy Hour. Welcome, welcome. Is anyone here for the first time to Happy Hour? Raise your hand. Great. Terrific. Oh, that's great. Welcome. Great to have you. It's lovely. So just to let you know what we usually do, we have about an hour to practice together. So I'll say a few words first about the practice we're doing today. And then I'll do a guided meditation. Is the volume still okay, by the way? Is it too soft for anyone? Is there anyone who's having trouble hearing me, who's hearing my question? Okay. Okay, great. So I'll start with a few words about the practice, and then I'll do a guided meditation about metta, a loving kindness today. And then after the guided meditation, what has been actually quite lovely is to spend a few minutes just talking and community building amongst us in small groups. And then we come back to the big group after about 5-10 minutes and then have a conversation and a Q&A about how that went and discuss that. So that's kind of the plan for today. Any questions so far about what I've said? Yeah, okay. And also to say for the introverts, you don't have to discuss in small groups if you don't want to. It's not, you don't have to bolt right after the guided meditation. You can just sit quietly if you don't want to engage. That's perfectly fine. It's just an invitation that in the past people have found it really helpful to actually discuss and engage in that way. So the practice today, we started this series about a month and a half ago, and for the first 4 weeks, we started with metta, practice of loving kindness, friendliness for a dear being, for an easy person that our kindness, our friendliness arises easily for. And then for the past, two and a half months ago. So for the first month, we did the easy being, which is tends to be easier. And then we've switched for the past month and a half to a combination of easy being, dear being, benefactor as one category, and ourself. Because you cannot spend too much time developing kindness and friendliness for yourself. We can spend this whole year just developing kindness and friendliness for ourselves and still would not be enough, in my opinion. So that's what we'll be doing today. We'll be continuing with ourselves, but we'll start with the benefactors in order to pump the engine, in order to pump the kindness engine of the heart. So just to say a few things about this practice, it's a practice of cultivation. We're not trying to fabricate, we're not trying to create feelings. We're just stoking the fire that's already there. We're tapping into friendliness and kindness that we all already have, and cultivating it some more. Turning our attention to a proclivity that's already there, and to grow it further. Because whatever we pay attention to becomes the inclination of our mind, says the Buddha. So why not choose friendliness and kindness to pay attention to? So that becomes the knee-jerk reaction. That's what arises. That's what comes up when we're in a situation dealing whatever arises in life. And also to say that this is also a purification practice. So you may be wishing yourself well and the opposite comes up, or wishing somebody else well and the opposite comes up. You remember how you're angry at them, or for yourself, you might feel, oh, I'm unworthy, this doesn't feel right. It's perfectly okay, you're not doing it wrong. As a purification practice, it purifies the opposite. It might bring up the opposite so that one can sit with it and work through it little by little by little. So it's perfectly okay. Don't be disheartened. I've forewarned you. Another thing is that you may not experience cosmic, unconditional love for others and yourself. You might, but you may not, and it's perfectly okay. Again, it's a cultivation practice. It's one seed at a time. We're planting seeds, and you have no idea when these seeds might germinate. Later today, tomorrow, next week, you have no idea. Trust that these seeds that are planted, you may not feel them right away, but they will show up in time. So with that, I'd like to invite you to make yourself very comfortable as you can. If you need to stand up right now and get some extra cushions for your bottom, your back, your feet, please do that. It take a moment. It's okay to get up and get something great. Some people are doing that. Because with the practice of metta, practice of friendliness, we want to be friendly to our bodies. We want to be kind to our bodies to make sure our bodies are comfortable. That's really important. So do whatever your body needs to be comfortable, or however you need to sit. Great. And now let's start by moving our bodies a little bit. Just moving wherever your body needs to be moved a little bit. Maybe your neck, maybe your shoulders. Just kind of, oh, maybe giving yourself a hug. Oh, shoulders feel good. And just getting into your body, basically getting embodied for a moment. Letting go of thoughts, letting go of the voice, of my voice, and just feeling what it feels like to be in this body right now. And then settling. Arriving in this body, in this moment, right now. If you're sitting in a chair, allowing the bottom of your feet to be on the floor. Because when the bottom of the feet are on the floor, the legs can have structural integrity. Instead of the legs being crossed, for example. Allow your spine to be straight without pushing it up. In fact, imagine there is an invisible cord, thread, that's connected to the top of your head. And ever so effortlessly and gently is holding your head and your spine straight. Ah, nice. Adding an inch. Ah, there's not much work you have to do. It's being done by itself. And then, as your body has this integrity, sitting like a mountain, tall, soften all the muscles of the shoulder, of the arms, legs, face, belly, front, back. Hands, feet, especially your face, your forehead. Softening and relaxing your body as much as possible. When the body is relaxed, the mind can relax. Allowing your breath to be received in your belly, moving in and out on its own, gently, softly. Allowing your mind to rest in this moment, completely rest. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, just sitting and breathing, receiving the breath. Leaving behind all the busyness of the day. Just this moment. Just this breath. And now I would like to invite you to have an image of yourself in safety, feeling safe. For me, that an image that works for me is imagining myself in bed, under the covers, warm, comfortable, safe. Maybe it's rainy outside, but I'm safe from the elements. Warm and cozy, comfortable. Feeling that safety throughout my body. See if there is an image that can be accessible to you. An image of safety, feeling safe, protected. If an image arises, connect with it if you can, with a physical sense, what it feels in the body, to feel safe. And if that's not available, that's perfectly fine. It's okay. Bring in the phrases, may I feel safe. May I feel safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Can either say the long form or the short form. And just say, may I feel safe. Or may I feel safe from harm. Or may I feel safe from inner and outer harm. I'll just say the short one. May I feel safe. May I feel safe. It might help. I invite you to experiment by putting your hand, the center of your chest, your heart center, just making contact with the palm of your hand in the center of your chest. Experiment with that. And say, may I feel safe. May I feel safe. Allowing your body to soften, to relax. If the image works for you, bring that to mind. May I feel safe. May I feel safe. May I feel safe. You can also experiment if you want with saying, may I be safe. See which one works better for you. May I be safe. It's like a blessing for yourself. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. Blessing yourself, caring for yourself. May I be safe. May I be safe. May I be safe. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. And if the image works for you, you can bring it up. Seeing yourself in safety, may I be safe. May I be safe. And feeling yourself seated here in this body, may I be safe. May I be safe. And now, I invite you to bring an image of yourself, a happy image. Maybe it's a memory of when you were happy and joyful, or maybe it's a made-up image of you doing something you love to do. Maybe you're out in nature taking a walk. Maybe you're with friends, feeling connected. Maybe you're doing an activity you love. Seeing yourself joyous and happy. Seeing yourself smiling and laughing, full of energy and joy. Whether or not an image is available, adding the blessing, maybe with a hand on your heart, may I be happy. May I be happy and have joy in my heart. May I be happy. May I know happiness. May I feel happy. May I feel joy. May I be happy. Whatever phrase works for you, may I feel, may I be happy, may I have joy in my heart. However it works for you, may I be happy. May I be happy. Bringing the image up, connecting with the image of yourself as happy. If it works, may I be happy. May I have joy. May I be happy. May I have joy. Repeating this phrase silently to yourself. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I know true happiness. May I know true joy. May my heart sing with joy. May my heart sing with joy. Now, I invite you to bring to mind an image of yourself as healthy, as strong. Maybe you are exercising. Maybe you are outside, outdoors, taking a hike. Maybe you're doing something you love and feeling good in your body. Maybe you woke up in the morning and, you feel good in your body. You feel healthy and strong. Bring up whatever image of you works. Feeling healthy, feeling strong. And saying, perhaps with a hand on your heart center, may I be strong, may I feel strong, may I feel healthy, may I feel healthy and strong, may I be healthy and strong, or simply may I be healthy, or maybe may I enjoy health as much as possible. May I enjoy health as much as possible if you're not fully healthy. Whichever phrase works for you, may I be healthy. May I be healthy. May I enjoy good health and strength in my body. May I be well. May I be healthy. May I be strong. Offering a blessing to yourself, letting it sink in. As if the blessing was coming from someone who really cared about you and blessed you with this powerful blessing. May I be healthy. May I be strong. May I taste the good fortune of good health. May I enjoy health and vigor in my body. May I be healthy. Repeating whatever phrase works for you, continuing to repeat the phrase over and over silently in your mind. Now for the fourth and last image, I invite you to bring to mind an image of ease, a life, your life flowing with ease, whatever image represents that for you. Maybe you're lying in a hammock, just a feeling of ease throughout your mind and body. Comfort, no worries, feeling of peace, feeling of ease, feeling of contentment. Or sitting in the sun, or whatever the image might be for you, your favorite place, maybe sitting with a cup of tea. Feeling complete ease watching the sunrise or sunset. Not a worry in the world. And again, with a hand in the middle of your chest, may my life flow with ease. May my life flow with ease. May I have ease in my life. May I have ease. May my life flow with 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 ease. Offering a blessing. And repeating the phrases silently to yourself. May my life flow with ease as much as possible. May I have ease in my life. Ease in my heart. Ease in my mind. May I have ease. May I have ease. And now we're going to combine the four phrases, and maybe with the four tableaus. The four images. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. May I be safe. And if the image arises in connection, that would be lovely, imagining yourself safe. May I be happy. Conjuring an image of yourself happy. May I be healthy. An image of yourself in full health, perhaps. May I have ease. An image that represents ease for you in your body, in your mind, in your life. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. I'll say them one more time, and then we'll practice together in silence. Saying the phrases silently and conjuring the images. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease in my life. allowing your heart and body to connect with the felt sense, if possible, feeling safe in your body, happy, healthy, and a sense of ease. So, practice of metta, friendliness, loving kindness, cultivating that for ourselves is wishing ourselves well, holding ourselves with friendliness, just as you would wish well for a dear, dear friend or a person, wishing ourselves well. May we be safe, happy, healthy, have ease. Oh, dear one, may you have all these good things. Just cultivating this friendliness. So at the beginning, I advertised that I would start with an easy person and then switch to ourself. But then when I started the guided meditation, I decided I had done that the past few weeks. I wanted to try something different tonight just to try it on. So one way this practice is taught as we experimented together is bringing up images and connecting with the felt sense in the body of yourself experiencing ease and happiness and safety and health. Remembering a time when you felt really joyous, really happy, healthy, safe, and connecting with that body memory of it and then blessing yourself. So that's one way to practice. It might work, it might not work. You may want to practice this at home and be a little more creative about the felt sense of the memory you tap into. There's no right or wrong. This practice takes a lot of creativity. Some methods work for some people. Some methods don't. So we were trying this on for size. But the idea really is to cultivate. And whether or not you could connect with the felt sense and the image, it doesn't so much matter because the phrases alone have a lot of power. The phrases alone have a lot of power, even if you don't feel it. Check in to your mind state tomorrow. See if you're a little gentler with yourself, a little kinder, maybe a little happier, hence the happy hour. So check it out. It's interesting. I notice whenever I teach happy hour, the day after, it just kind of shows up in my mind stream a little bit in ways I didn't expect. It kind of surprises me. So let yourself be surprised. So what we'd like to do now is to get in groups of three, and you don't have to if you don't want to. You can just sit silently. But we found it beneficial in the past for participants to just check in, just chat with each other. It helps with also building community. Otherwise, you come to IMC, you listen, and you go. So much for Sangha, so much for practicing in community. So, you can share as much as you want or as little as you want about how this was for you. You can say, this happened, that happened, or not much, or it didn't work for me at all. I didn't feel into it. That's perfectly fine. There's no right or wrong answer. Don't feel like you have to produce anything. It's just about being real. It's about being real. And that's how we cultivate this practice, also in Sangha, by being real. You don't have to be anywhere or anybody other than who you are and where you are today. So, if you like, I invite you to get into groups of three. And if you need a partner, raise your hand. And if you don't want, you just can sit quietly and close your eyes. And that's a signal that you've gone into your own meditation and you'd rather be quiet, which is perfectly fine. So. Great. Yeah. Thanks. Great. So it would be wonderful to hear a few comments or if any questions. What was that guided meditation like for you? Yeah, please. And which mic is that? It has a mic number. Speak into it and you can test, make sure it's working.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Yeah. Great.
So one of the phrases that I liked very much the 2 weeks ago that you mentioned and for the first time and you didn't mention today was may I be kind to myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in my case, I'm always pushing myself and hard on myself. So it's it was a great way to. Turn it around in that regard. So,
great.
Do you have any other phrases in order to soften that hardness towards oneself?
Yeah, that's.
Or any other comment in to the loving kindness?
Yeah, I really appreciate you bringing that in. I kind of use different phrases, different times, and bring it in, mix it up. That's a lovely one. May I be kind to myself. May I hold myself with gentleness. May I hold myself with kindness. May I love and accept myself just as I am. Or if that's too much, may I open to the possibility of accepting myself just as I am and loving myself just as I am. So playing around with whatever works. And if a sentence has an edge, you know, may I open up to the possibility. May I be kind. And then another thing I suggest is dropping in the question throughout the day. Am I being kind to myself? Am I being kind? Am I being kind? You're about to do something. Am I being kind to myself? And ask that question kindly instead of, am I being kind to myself? Instead of, am I being... kind of antithetical, but... Just really, that dropping that question in gently invites kindness. Yeah, thank you. What else? Something I said or didn't say this week. How was that? Come on, there was a lot of talking. There's got to be some more comments or questions. Yeah, please. Wait for the mic, please.
I liked it, especially the happy one. Like, may I know true happiness?
Mm.
May I have joy? I just really liked that. And I was telling my teammates that I was imagining myself like driving a car, with, like the wind blowing like through my hair, driving to the beach or something with a friend.
Mm.
That was nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that image. Yeah, it's what brings you joy. And as you say, it brings me joy. Imagine you're about to go to the beach with your friends. Connection. Lovely. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. What else? Any other comments or questions? Yeah, please.
I really liked the phrase, may I be safe from inner and outer harm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think my mind always goes to outer harm,
yeah.
But there's so much inner harm
that
happens too, and
right.
That's pretty easy to prevent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it made me feel safe right away
nice.
To do that. So,
yeah,
that was very good.
Great, thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. That when I learned that phrase years ago, it was an epiphany for me. What? Inner harm? That's right. Most of the harm that happens in my life, guess who causes it? Me, with my thinking, with my perceptions, with my narratives, with my, you know, me, you know, everything I want, everything I don't want, everything I'm upset about, everything I'm angry about. My goodness, that's where the harm happens. Most of it. Yeah, most of it. Yeah, it's a powerful, powerful realization. May I be safe from inner harm. Ah, the harm that I cause myself. Oh, dear one, oh, you do that, don't you? So there's a kindness in there. Again, to say that with as a blessing, as a kindness. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for highlighting that. I don't think we had done that the past few weeks with that phrase in particular, but it deserves being highlighted. Yeah. Yeah. What else? Any other observations or questions?
I shared with my group when we put all of it together, the feeling, I realized that the feeling that I was having was home.
Mm.
It's that feeling of home, and I thought, wait, is that a place? And it's not a place.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. The feeling of home, being home in your heart. It's interesting. Couple of things come to mind. One is I was teaching at Spirit Rock a couple of nights ago, and during the break I mingled and I was talking to people who were there, and I asked one person, where are you from? And she said, I'm from my heart. My heart is my home. That's really sweet. I love that. I love that. My heart is my home. That stayed with me. To feel at home, to feel at home in your heart, wherever you are, because you're at home in your heart, in your body. Home is right here. Home is right here. And also Sharon Salzberg, whom I taught with her last year in Metta Retreat, and she mentioned this too as she was teaching, that this practice of metta, of loving kindness, is our heart's home. Is our heart's home. Our heart feels at home. And it feels like that, doesn't it? Just as a feeling of safety and well-being and, oh, that comfort and ease. So lovely. Thanks for bringing that up and tapping into that for yourself today. May you always feel at home. Be at home in your heart. What else? Comments, questions? Any questions? Like, this didn't work and it's the opposite came up. Everything is welcome. Whatever you want to bring in. Yeah, please.
So my question, actually, somebody mentioned in our little triad about feeling such a connection to a particular image,
yeah,
that it was difficult to let go of that image.
Yeah.
So what would be your guidance in that,
yeah,
situation?
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good question. So for example, one of the tableaus being so compelling, like feel, let's pick one.
May I be safe and protected?
Yeah, that's a lovely one. I love that. I would just hang out with that for a while, actually. Because if it's cooking, let it cook. You know, there's no shoulds in this practice. There's no shoulds. So if in that moment in time, may I feel safe, just really feels good. Just hang out there, I would say. Not all teachers may say this, but hang out there. Really let it, let you feel yourself, let yourself really bask in that safety. And at some point the mind may say, okay, good, I'm fulfilled, I'm content. I've had my fill and might want to move on to the other ones. Yeah, I wouldn't push it. Yeah. And the time might come that Because again, this was like a quick 30-minute, you know, we did a whole bunch of kitchen sink and everything through together. But at some point when, so the next time you might do it, maybe the mind and heart feel at peace with, will fall in love with the, may I be happy, and just these joyous images come up, right? So I would hang out there longer. After exploring them all enough on their own, perhaps, the time will come that the mind will connect with each one and will let go. Well, but at the beginning, when we're still establishing ourselves, I say that if one of them really cooks, hang out with it. But then a time will come that then it would be easy to connect and let go, connect and let go of the next and next and next image. Does that help? Yeah, thank you. Okay, all right. And I have a question for you. How was it to get in groups of three and talk with each other? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Yeah, maybe so-so. Okay, so-so and thumbs up. Okay, all right. Okay, cool. Great, great. Awesome, great. That's helpful. So, great. It's 7 o'clock, and it's been really sweet and lovely practicing with you. I love this happy hour. It makes me happy. It's really sweet. Thanks for coming. May you be happy. May you be well. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. A quick announcement.
One quick announcement.